الحمد لله الحمد لله المنشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاع عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected elders and friends, firstly, as the practice of our Shaykh and our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Ahman Abdul Hamid Sahib and Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, that firstly, let us make muzakara and discuss one of the sunnats of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam. And especially in today's time, we all say the Ummah is going through difficulty, turmoil. It is as if the Ummah is in coma. A coma, that is, you're in a hospital, you're in a coma, you're in a semi-state of existence. You can't do anything for that. And the cause and the reason of this is that the sunnat is the life wire of the Ummah. We have lost the life wire, so we're in a coma today. When you're in a coma, then all the other, sadly, today when we're in a hospital, then we are attended by females, khair Muslim, etc. And like our Shaykh says, myself, I'm so sick that I live amongst females, I live amongst non-Muslims, and I don't feel anything about it. Rather, I will boast, I was in the best clinic. I was in the best hospital. I had women, good nurses attending to me. So when a person is so sick, then he even utters those things that are extremely harmful for us as benefit. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. Like Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, when the Ummah regards poison as their medicine, on the one hand you think you are in a hospital getting medicine, but on the other hand you are engaged in enjoying the nurses attending to you, enjoying watching the screen where Allah Ta'ala's rahmat supposed to be coming, we block the rahmat of Allah. And Allah's lanat, Allah's azab is coming. And then we're making dua and we're asking mashayikh, everybody to make dua. But we are not on the part of the sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained, a person who is a musafir, and he's on his journey, and if he comes into difficult conditions, then one is because he's a musafir, Allah accepts the du'as of a musafir very readily. And when a person is in a distressful condition, difficult condition, then Allah accepts his du'a even more quickly. But Hazrat says, one person in a desert lost his camel, everything Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, now he's in a difficult condition, but, and he's making du'a. And we know in that time you realize, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرُ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَاهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. When a person is a muttar, in a most difficult condition, whether he can say before that, I'm an atheist or I don't believe in God. But at that time Allah says, ask him, أَإِلَاهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is there any other God besides Allah that's going to help you? Even the atheist put all that funny beliefs of his one side. And he begs, oh Allah, oh Allah. So this person who is a believer, and he's begging, oh Allah, oh Allah. Allah's rahmat wants to come down. But Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَمَتْعَمُوا حَرَامٌ وَمَشْرَبُوا حَرَامٌ وَمَلْبَسُوا حَرَامٌ. What he ate was haram. Either we ate halal food, but we bought it what haram means. Or we go at halal means we're buying haram food today. Today we don't care which takeaway we buy from. It's just the order of the day. It's just part of our life. And what we drink is haram. Imitating the kuffar, what type of drinks we are drinking. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Wamal Baso, the clothes he was wearing was haram. Either we wearing proper Islamic clothing, but buying it from haram, or with our halal money, today the clothing we are buying is totally against the lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Fa'anna yustajabala. Where is Allah Ta'ala going to accept his dua? So myself, all of us, first of all, we should realize that this is Islam. That when I realize I'm on the wrong way, I made a mistake, as Moana said, and we heard so many beautiful programs. Let us not make an excuse. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like excuses. Allah Ta'ala loves when a person says, Ilahi, la tu'azibni, fa'inni muqirram billadhi qad kuntu minni. That, oh Allah, please don't punish me. I acknowledge I am the worst servant of yours. I am totally lost. In other words, we lost in this mad world of bombardment of all advertisements, etc. And we just go with the flow. And sadly today, what a flow we go with. That even in our Islamic, so-called Islamic dressing, all brand names. And sad, as our Hazrat explained, that Allah doesn't make that time come when we will get brand name kafan. And one of the friends mentioned so beautifully, he said, Hazrat, there's already brand names ihram. Whereas ihram supposed to remind me of a kafan. And I'm already worried of those brand names. So the first thing, let us realize the importance of the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Tell myself, all of us, we don't make a concerted effort to start coming onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then, as Allah Rabbul Izzat has informed us through Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to make us realize that time is going to come, and this is the time we are living in. And Allah, out of His kindness, to bring us back onto the right track, Allah has offered such a great reward, that man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati, falau ajru mi'ati shaheed. That whoever brings alive a sunnat, and bringing alive means, that ay amila biha, just practice on the sunnat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then you'll get the reward of 100 martyrs. Allahu Akbar. A martyr, as we learned, Allahu Akbar, before a person is martyred, and he just gets the touch of the glass of the drink of Jannat, which the Hurayeen will present to you, you won't stop sucking your lips, Allahu Akbar. So here, while we in our comfort of our homes, in the comfort of the masjid, everything, you bring alive one sunnat, 100 shaheed sawab. And then how Allah Ta'ala, our Dada Shaykh says, that today we find that the ship of the ummah is sinking. If the ummah just comes back onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala will bring the ship to salvage and refuge. And Allah will bring us back onto the path. And one of the beautiful poems of our Dada Shaykh, he says so beautifully, Naqshe Qadam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kehe, sunnat ki raaste. Allah Jalla Jalalu se milate sunnat. Naqshe Qadam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kehe, jannat ki raaste. Allah Jalla Jalalu se milate sunnat ki raaste. That following on the footsteps of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Naqshe Qadam, as Moana spoke about, what a great luminary, Hazrat Moana Qasim Nanwatwi Rahmatullah. And these are our great elders. We should learn about them, speak about them. Ulaika abauna, these are our forefathers, these are our heroes. Learn who were the ulama-i Dioban. They were not ordinary people. They were great embodiments of knowledge, of taqwa, of piety, of martyrdom. So Hazrat Qasim Nanwatwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, somebody saw him in a dream on one occasion. And ahead, they saw Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was walking far ahead. And he was walking slowly behind. Somebody asked him, why are you walking slowly behind? And then he said, I saw where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put his footstep. And the signs are there. So I'm walking in every footstep of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is Naqshe Qadam, to learn to walk in the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in today's time, see those ulama that are walking on the footsteps of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we will see, there's no question I'm confused. You confuse when you deviate, when you go to the wrong path. Allah Ta'ala says, لا تتبعوا الشيطان فَإِنَّوْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Don't follow in the footsteps of Shaitan. He's your arch enemy. He'll show you all wrong ways and deviate us. So one sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is extremely important. Every sunnah is important. But this sunnah, myself, we should see we negligent. That's the sunnah of miswak. And make those that are doing it, mashallah, mubarak. But let us be conscious I'm doing it as a sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And especially do the sunnah of miswak when it's time for wudu. Especially Hanafis, we should be making sunnah when we're making wudu. Not when namaz is starting and you're making miswak at that time. If you hurt your gums and it bleeds, your wudu is broken. So we should understand and follow in the footsteps of our pious elders. And the sunnah of miswak is so valuable. And one sunnah is so valuable that the amount of darkness that has penetrated my heart, that one sunnah will bring that light. And then we will see how the darkness starts disappearing all the time. As our Shaykh explains, that in this world, what scientists will teach us, all the wrong things. Those that are first got PhD, permanent head damage, they will tell you there's a vacuum, empty space. That is not the system of Allah. Allah doesn't leave an empty space. If the lights go off now, then we know it's load shedding, it's darkness. So exactly the same, if something goes out, the opposite will come in. So when the Noor of Sunnah went out from the life of the Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what came in? The lifestyle of Shaitan. Whether it's the Eastern, Western, whatever lifestyle of the Kuffar, that came in. So darkness came into the lives of the Ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when darkness comes, then it causes all types of conflicts and all types of fights and upset in the homes, etc. So myself, all of us, let us make a firm intention here. And this is Islam, that I want to come back onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are beautiful kitabs, the simple kitab of our Dada Sheikh, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke Pyari Sunnat. Small kitab. Buy that kitab if we don't have. Do talim in the home. 1-2 minutes of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 1-2 minutes of Fadaili Amal. What a kitab Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah alayhi wrote. A great pious servant of our recent times that will change the lives of any home, inshallah. So let us, this is Islam, myself, I should start, we all should start. And then let us realize, read the kitab with regard to life after death, which is reality. So the sunnah of miswak, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that not only does it purify your mouth, مَطْحَرَةٌ لِلْفَمْ وَمَرْدَاتٌ لِلْرَبْ. It will purify your mouth also, and it will make Allah happy. Allahu Akbar. That is our object and purpose of life, that Allah must be happy. And Allah obviously is happy with the lifestyle of His beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah out of His kindness has given us this beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The benefit of miswak is so great that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, As-salatu bi-siwak afzalu min sab'in as-salatin bidun siwakin. You make miswak when you make your wuzu, then that salat of yours is multiplied by 70 times. Allahu Akbar. For example, we all read Asr Namaz now. Those of us, Allah give us tawfiq, who are fortunate to make miswak, and especially with the intention of sunnah, then you got the reward as if you read 70 times 4 rakats. So simple our deen. But we'll see on our grocery list, the toothbrush and toothpaste must be there. And miswak, where Allah has made it so easy these days to get miswak, but we don't take the trouble to get the miswak. And all our children also, we more worry, did you brush your teeth? Every mother will ask the child, did you brush your teeth? Ask, did you make your miswak? Teach the child how to make miswak. And make the miswak and teach them. And then the greatest benefit of miswak, Allama Abidin Shami Rahmatullahi, a great faqih of his time, he says, Inna sunnat as-siwak tuzakkaru kalimati shahadatin indal maut. That verily the sunnat of miswak will remind you of kalima shahadat when you pass away, because of the sunnat. So Allah give me, all of us, tawfiq and understanding, that we make a firm intention now that I'll start making miswak with the intention of sunnat. And I want to bring alive every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my life, in the lives of my wife and children, and the noor will spread in the whole ummah. Otherwise, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, on the occasion after he built the Kaaba Sharif, the greatest house on the face of the earth, and that is the sign why Allah sent us here on the earth. Allah did not send us here, afasibtum annama khalaqnakum abasa, as Allah says, you think I just created you in vain? I just send you on the earth, do what you want to. As many people say today, it's my life, don't tell me what to do. It's my life, it's my car, it's my wife. Allah Ta'ala says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. As Moana has mentioned so beautifully, we don't make shukr. Allah says, how can you be ungrateful to Allah? And that is kufr. When you're hiding the truth, Allah gave you your life. And Allah gave it to you as an amanat, as a trustworthy person. And use your life, say it's your life also. But if you use it how I tell you to use it, then although this amanat, you must give it back to me, back to the person who gave you the trust. Allah will give us, Allahu Akbar, a new great life in akhirat. And that is where we have to go. As our Dada Shaykh said, Naqshe Qadam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke Jannat ki raaste. Follow on the footsteps of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you'll be on your road to Jannat. Then there is no such a thing as depression. There's no such a thing as stress. When you're on the wrong road, then you got depression. When you come back onto the right road, and greater than Jannat, which is our object and purpose of life, why Allah sent us here? Why Allah commanded that the Kaaba Sharif should be built on this earth? Because in this world we don't see Allah. But how to get connected to Allah? The houses of Allah. And the greatest house, the Kaaba Sharif, Allah Ta'ala, according to some narrations, Allah made the angels build it. And then Adam alayhi salatu wasalam built it. So the foundation was there. But Allah shows that the outward structures are not important. Today, unfortunately, when we don't follow in the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we don't follow in the lifestyle of our pious elders, then shaitan fools us. As Allah Ta'ala says, as a test also, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. Allah has beautified all the outward things which you got love and desire in your heart for. That is in your own self. You will have desire for those things, which will take you totally onto the wrong path. And so much so, as we mentioned, in the name of deen also, we'll be thinking we're doing deeny work, but we'll be far from deen's work. For example, building the Kaaba Sharif, what a great thing it is. But Allah Ta'ala showed, in the time of Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, when the people did not appreciate the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did not appreciate the Kaaba Sharif, then Allah Ta'ala let the Kaaba, the walls of the Kaaba also, Allah wiped it out in the flood. So Allah is not in need of the buildings. Today, unfortunately, myself, let us think, we are all worried in the name of deen, put up big, big masjids. MashaAllah, to put up a masjid, very great reward. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one sign of Qiyamah is that people will put up beautiful masjid structures, beautify the masjid, but the real ornaments of the masjid, the musallis. And like our Hazrat is stressing on me and all of us, that we come to the masjid also, but what is my connection toward Allah? That why did I come to the masjid? When you go and visit somebody, you don't say, I went to visit the house of Ahmad. You say, I went to visit Ahmad. Where you went? I went to his house. No, I went to visit Ahmad. You don't say I went to visit his house. So like that, Hazrat teaches us that when we come to the house of Allah, that I'm going to visit Allah. I'm going to meet Allah. And when according to the person you visit, according to his status, that's how much he will entertain you. When we come to the house of Allah with the correct intention, and this is what this Islah is all about, that unfortunately today, as we will explain, Allah give tawfiq, to try and cover as much as we can, that today big masjids are being built, beautified, everything, and we see the masjids are wear on. And even if the masjid gets full for Jummah, etc., Eid time, so Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a time will come, masjids will be full, but there will be hardly few people that have got devotion in their salah. So it is like the whole masjid is empty. According to another narration, it comes that people will be performing salah as if we're doing a favor to Allah. That no, now I got this appointment, oh Allah, I can't come for your appointment. Allahu Akbar. Whereas the greatest appointment, whereas our success, Allah has kept it in salah. An enjoyable thing that you're coming to the kings of kings, as we think that I got an appointment with a bank manager, worse, or anybody else. So beautifully our Shaykh says, when we do that, Allah says you're going to ask help from somebody that can't help you. He's got all the problems. And you're turning away from me that got your help. And you're turning to everybody else besides Allah. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us understand that the buildings are not important. Big, big madaris we have got. We have got all different efforts of deen. Very good. Very important also. But what is the reality of that? After Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built Kaaba Sharif, then what dua he made? For after the dua of acceptance, etc., now he made dua of Allah that the masjid is built, your house is there. But now the objective of the masjid, inna awwala bayti wudhiya linnas lalladhi bi bakkata mubarakaw wa hudan lil alamin. The masjid is the place and it is the central point in every town. And the greatest masjid, Kaaba Sharif, from there, Hidayat blows first to Medina Sharif, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all the other masjids in the world. So the masjid is the place where Hidayat must function. But for Hidayat to go from the masjid, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what a dua he made. That, oh Allah, the masjid, your masjid is built, but who is going to spread the nur of Hidayat from there? So it shows that in the masjid, the man of Allah has to be in the masjid. And this is the focal point of every ummah, where what Hidayat, and when you are on the path of Hidayat, and that is our greatest need, and that is why Allah made it for us, that Allah taught us, your greatest need is Dinas Sirat al-Mustaqim. Oh Allah, put me on that straight path. And immediately Allah Ta'ala accepted dua and now taught us, which is that straight path? Sirat al-Ladina namta alayhim, the path of those people I favored. And who was the greatest of all? The dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum yatlu alayhim ayati wa yuzakkihim wa yu'allimuhumul kitaba wal hikma wa in kanu min qablu lafi dhalalin mubin. Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, oh Allah, the house is built. Now send from amongst the people, from amongst particularly the Arabs, that have lost their direction totally, have lost their sense of humanity. And when a person is offline, then he goes totally into not just losing the sense of humanity. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. They become worse than animals. That was the time of paganism, the time of jahalat. That after Isa al-Islam's time, which is called the fitrat, when one Nabi leaves, then the in-between period where there's no Nabi, then deterioration sets in. Because people stop following the right people. Or the right people are taken away. Or they also get lost. Allah save me and all of us. That if we're not concerned of our Islam, then this is what happens. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's dua briefly, he said, oh Allah, send from amongst them, from amongst the Arabs, the people, the person that they will know. And who didn't know in the Arab Peninsula, who was Nabi Muhammad, who was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that time, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. They, every person, as you ask him, who is Muhammad ibn Abdullah? As-Sadiq, Al-Amin. He is the most truthful. He is the most trustworthy. So Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua, وَبَعْصِهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. And then he said, oh Allah, not just send him, he prescribed the syllabus. So to say, he made dua, that how the ummah will be on the path towards you, oh Allah. You send us here to get connected to you. And you gave us your house because here we can come to your house. We can't see you directly. But when we come to the house and we are connected to the righteous, pious servant, then you will feel a special tranquility in your heart, which Allah says, Allah, bi zikri Allah, tatma'innul qulub. Listen attentively. Open your ears and listen. Only and only with the zikr of Allah, with the remembrance of Allah, your heart will find peace and tranquility. And you'll find a peaceful life which everybody is looking for. Allah our Shaykh says so beautifully, Allah gave us a deen according to our desire. We all want peace, happiness, but we're looking for it in the wrong place. Where it lies, in the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that he said, oh Allah, send from among them a messenger. And that was Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidul Qawnain, a greatest of all, the most honorable personality, the king of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So that person who came to show the ummah hidayat, when in the end of the ayat he says, وَإِن كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. People will be in total loss. And when you lost, you forget what is load shedding. Allah Ta'ala says, ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ. You'll get layers of darkness. And you won't even able to see yourself. Today we don't even know what is our reality. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. We say I'm a Muslim, but we don't like to dress like a Muslim. We don't like to follow the lifestyle of the pious servants of Allah. Today we have reached a time which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the bad will be regarded as good. As our Shaykh says, today you tell a young boy, a Maulana or Hafizab, he says, I'm not a Hafizab. But what he likes to write on his car, on his school bag, the bad boys. So we like to be bad people. So Allah Ta'ala makes me, all of us realize that that is a sign of that you worse than animal go through now. So to come back to salvage the ummah, Ibrahim alayhi salam said, send such a messenger that the first thing to take out this darkness from the heart, the first thing you need is nur, light to penetrate. And what is the greatest nur? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Directly from Allah that nur has come. That nur has come in the form of a kitab. And we cannot understand the kitab on our own. Allah sent the practical demonstration of that kitab, that is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The life of the Qur'an Kareem, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala said, Kana khuluku al Qur'an. Qur'an Sharif was the walking Qur'an Sharif. Today we don't have time to read Qur'an, to listen to Qur'an Sharif, to read Qur'an Sharif. So when darkness comes, the first thing you need, Yatlu alim ayati. Recite the Qur'an Kareem. Just recite it. In the homes today, we complaining of jadu, we complaining of jealousy, etc. How much of do we listen Qur'an Sharif in the house? All other CDs we loving, even nasheeds we listening in the background, it got all musical tones in the background. But we say we listening to nasheeds. No, listen to Qur'an Kareem. And make it a point in the house. Everybody must recite Qur'an Kareem. Qur'an Kareem will take away the darkness. Like Sunnah will take away the darkness. Because Sunnah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the embodiment of Qur'an Kareem. So let us realize the first thing is Qur'an Kareem. The child when it's in the womb of the mother is supposed to be reading so loud Qur'an Kareem that their child now already hears and enjoys Qur'an Kareem. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains, in their household, when the woman folk used to be expecting, so loud Qur'an Sharif they used to read. When the child was born, it used to be talking Qur'an Kareem already. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam explained, وَيُعَلِّمُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Then he will explain to the people of Allah, what is your kitab all about? Our way of life. Our constitution is not any government constitution. Our constitution is the constitution of Allah. A special love letter from Allah, oh my banda, I gave you this life. You want benefit, you want goodness, you want everything in your life. Follow my prescription. Follow Qur'an Kareem. So Qur'an Kareem is that kitab which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I will leave the world, but I will leave you with Qur'an Kareem. I will leave you with my sunnah. If you hold firm onto that, you can never go astray. But unfortunately, myself, all of us, let us ponder and think of our own lives. How much have I got attachment to Qur'an Kareem? How much have I got attachment to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And this is the system of Allah. Allah wants to bring us back. Allah brings these men in our time. Like our Shaykh Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib, the concern of the ummah, that where is the ummah getting lost, to bring the ummah back to realize that we have to go and meet Allah. Allah send us here to build a connection with Allah, not to disconnect with Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Ibrahim alayhi salam said the syllabus in this way, recite Qur'an Kareem, then teach them, like in the darulum, that means first the maktab. Every child is supposed to go to maktab, and not online maktab, and not all the new styles of maktab. The simple maktab that our pious elders used to teach in Urdu and Gujarati, but that piety that was in their heart, the nur of Qur'an that was in their heart, went into the heart of their child. And every child who went to the maktab at that time, today he might be 60, 70, 80 years, ask him, is potus halal? He'll tell you it's haram. TV is haram. He knows that nur went in his heart. So there's no question about it that I'm confused. So to teach them what the Qur'an Kareem and what Allah is telling us, and the hikmah, the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he said, وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, to purify their heart. Allah accepted his dua, and Allah explained in which way. Allah said, yes, we'll accept your dua, but the syllabus you put, we'll just make some alteration. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يتلو عليهم آياتي ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. Allah says, undoubtedly, most definitely, the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam has been accepted in such a way that the greatest favor that Allah Ta'ala could ever do upon humanity, upon the entire universe, when there was only darkness in the world, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِزْبَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. When Allah sent a messenger from amongst themselves, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah sent the greatest personality. When mankind was lost, there was no idea that they will come back to humanity. They were in the doldrums of tyranny and oppression, barbarism, all the evils you can think of. That was the days of Jahiliyyah. Let us come to the present day, that we boast of technology and we boast of progress, and this smartphone is coming out and that is coming out. Allahu Akbar. One of our pious elders says so beautifully, "E naya roshni tera muh ho kala, bahar hai ujala, andar hai andhera." That oh, this new technology and this new so-called modern world, may your face be blackened. Outwardly you got bright, bright light. Where the worst places you see the brightest lights. You can't even mention those places. But today is the order of the day. The casinos, the malls, all the brightest lights there. And the masjid, even if there's no light outwardly, the real light is in the masjid. So he says your face should be blackened. Outward you look very bright. Inside you are dark. So Allah Ta'ala sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ. The first thing, that from childhood, learn to read Qur'an-i Kareem. Listen to, it's the duty of every parent to see the first thing that child learns is Qur'an-i Kareem. The first, today we are too worried which school, where you're going to lose your child, sending him to darkness from before he comes to his senses. To Qur'an-i Kareem has to be taught to that child. And teach Qur'an-i Kareem in the house. Your child doesn't need to learn every other thing. Allah, the more Qur'an he's got in his mind, dunya becomes very easy for him. He was able to love such a life of dunya that even the scientists don't know about life. So anyway, yatlu alim ayati. Then Allah says, before you teach them Qur'an-i Kareem, what is the Darul Uloom and wal hikmah, the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they won't benefit from that first. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Purify their heart. If the heart, if tazkiyah is not made, if purification of the heart is not made, and Allama Arusi Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi says, تَزْكِيَةً, and Allah says, وَمَنْ تَزَكَّى فَإِنَّمَا يَتَزَكَّى لِنَفْسِي. If you make your tazkiyah is only for your benefit. And that is why, like namaz is for us, tazkiyah is for us. We know namaz is for us, we know zakat is for us, we know hajj is for us. Unfortunately, we don't realize that tazkiyah is for us. And what shaitan has fooled us in the outward things that we are doing, we're building masjids also. We are doing other efforts of deen. Darulooms are established. Makatibs are established, mashallah. Work of ever, dawat and tabligh is taking place. But Hazrat Mawlana Abraul Haq Sahib, our Dada Shaykh explains, Mawlana Abraul Haq Sahib Rahmatul Ali explains that the makatibs, the madaris, they will teach us how to bring, how to do the amal. And then the work of tabligh and dawat will bring people back to doing amal. That people now after makat, after they finish their maktab, and normally they become less, they forget about namaz. So Allah has made this beautiful work of tabligh and dawat to remind us. So amal will come alive. But more than amal come alive, the life in the amal is to come. And whether my amal is accepted in the court of Allah, he says that you have to go to the mashayikh. And this was one of the objectives of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, many people say, hum nabuwat ke kaam kar rahe, we doing the dawat and tabligh, we doing ta'aleem, we doing the work of nabuwat. And this tasawuf tazkiya, this is waliyo ka kaam, this is the works of the pious. He says, you denying the objective of nabuwat. Allah is saying, wa yuzakkihim. This was the object and purpose of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Sahaba were lost, they came in the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then their hearts became purified. And then Allah Ta'ala says, once upon a time, they were worse than animals. Allah acknowledged when their tazkiyah was made in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rijal, they became men. La tulihim tijara wala bayun an zikrillah. Then whatever work they did, big, big business, they were with their families also, but they were not unmindful of the commands of Allah. Why all the time in front of them, يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ. They fear the day eyeballs are going to turn. And when we forget, we're going to return to Allah. We have come here to build a connection with Allah. And how to build? Till the last day Allah said that أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. If you want to be on hidayat and you want the nur of Allah to penetrate your heart and you want the reality to come in your efforts of deed, otherwise you can even become an alim. You can become a great Sufi old, but if our tazkiyah is not made, Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَرَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهُ هَوَى وَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. That person, he got knowledge of deen also, but he made his desires his passion and his God. So what knowledge of deen? You will go astray and you will lead others astray. So Allah save me, all of us, let us at least realize that the tazkiyah is for us. And I was unmindful, now I beg Allah, and we should be begging Allah Ta'ala for our tazkiyah. Otherwise Allah says, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلَ عَلَيْكُ وَرَحْمَتُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. If Allah Ta'ala does not desire, and it is not Allah's favor and His mercy, Allah will not purify the hearts of anybody. But Allah desires that our hearts be purified, so that Allah comes in the heart. And when Allah comes in the heart, then all these other desires which Allah says, we beautified it for you. To see whether you're going to come towards Allah or you're going to go to the artificial beauty things of this world. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ. All these things have been beautified. The love of your desires. And from your desires, the first thing that will lead you astray, مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. Woman. مِنَ النِّسَاءِ زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ. Your children, send them to university, send them to all the wrong places, and boast about their profession. And you want all big, big treasures, gold, silver, all this you want. Allah says, ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These are the patterns of this world for people who don't have reality. قُلَ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ. Should I tell you what is better? لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. Those who made taqwa, who made their tazkiyah and taqwa, the fear of Allah, the love of Allah penetrated the heart. At the end of that ayat, Allah says, what jannah? The main thing, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. You'll get the happiness of Allah. You'll get the pleasure of Allah. And that, as our pious elders will end off and say, that they looking forward to jannah, not for the hurur in, not for the other enjoyments and pleasures, that is there. They accept it. It's Allah's ni'mat. We'll accept Saro Ankope. But what they are desiring, that how we sat in the majlis of our mashayikh, there we will get the majlis of Allah. That is what we desire, that we want to meet Allah in Jannah. And there were those people that will be every day in the majlis of Allah. Otherwise there will be some people once a week. There's no time, but it will be like once a week, once a month. So when we take the tazkiyah serious, our heart gets connected to the man of Allah. When you see, you're reminded of Akhirat. And you see Allah, you're reminded of Allah. You're reminded not those ulama that will tell us about sports, about politics. Those ulama who will remind us about Allah, connection with Allah. Your heart gets attached, join them. And follow their way of life. And be connected. And the tazkiyah is not a matter of a few years. It's a matter till maut. Till malakul maut don't come. And from the depths of my heart, kalima must come out. Kalima shahadat must come out. Then I can say that now I have been successful. So Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding. Let us beg Allah Ta'ala and let us get connected to the mashayikh. The more you stay in the company of the friends of Allah, then you will see all this depression, all this thing will automatically disappear. We will come back onto the right path and the path of Jannah. And then our direction will be correct. Our life will be enjoyable in this world already. What can be said when you go to the qabr? What can be said when we reach Jannah? Allah take us all and make us realize this is why Allah has sent us here, not to waste our time. Time is getting past. It will carry on and it will finish off. But let us not live a life of regret and unmindfulness. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله سبحان الله.